pitch to the Center Circle studio. Tim Van Horn goes studs up into the soccer world where no one is safe. The 18-yard box is wall-free. This is My Three Subs Podcast, a soccer odyssey with your manager, Tim Van Horn.
Welcome to My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey podcast. I am Tim Van Horn. Brody Scott is on assignment and, of course, handling all of the producing duties, even behind the scenes. And this week's episode pertains to looking back briefly at the most recent match for Memphis 901 FC as they took on Oklahoma City Energy FC, and also deals with looking ahead to the next match against Sporting Kansas City 2. So we start right off the bat with head coach Ben Pearman. And coach talks about what really felt like a game of two halves. He talks about what went right and especially what went wrong in the match against Oklahoma City.
You know, we talked about this after the match Saturday. Was like we played 3 or 4 minutes. We played really well. A couple corners, a couple crosses, got to the end line. And then there was like a 15, 20 minute period of time where we didn't have it. We didn't battle. We didn't challenge. We didn't, I call it go to war. Like we weren't up for it, and they were. And even though I think the goal we conceded was a low expected goal, like a one guy in the box against four black jerseys, and a little bit of a deflection, like they deserved that. They wanted it more than we did, which is completely unacceptable. So looking at that, and then you compare the second 45 minutes where we were fantastic. We played really well. We were energized, hit the post twice, had a clear penalty, had chances, had shots. It's basically about the mentality of playing like that versus playing like we did in that first 30 minutes. What that is, that's our job as coaches to motivate them. That's their job to be pros and motivate themselves. Potentially 3 games in 8 days, potentially bad selection by the coach. You name it, there's a lot of reasons why that lack of energy was there, but it won't happen again. And if it does, you'll see substitutions 4 minutes into a game.
And after a 1-0 loss, a very lackluster match against Oklahoma City Energy, Ben Pearman talks about how training has been in response to that most recent match.
The first 2 days were brilliant. Two of the best sessions of the year. We had, as you would expect, Tuesday. We were off Monday. Tuesday, we were very energetic, flying. The group was dialed in. They had a very good response. Yesterday was an attacking session, and it's relatively easy to get up for scoring goals and whatnot. So we've had two really good days of training in a row. Okay today, and then we'll have our preparation day tomorrow, and obviously a big tough game on Saturday night.
Coach Pearman painted a very comprehensive and a very accurate picture of the club, and then he talked about what a club can do when it feels like they might be stuck in neutral.
I think almost manufacturing it. Like, for example, if we're having 2 or 3 turnovers in the buildup in our own penalty box, let's drive some balls into their end and foul somebody. Let's push somebody. Let's fight some, like, you know, let's create it. That's part of it. I would say the second piece is personnel. You know, maybe like we said, 3 games in 8 days, but Sporting are playing 3 games in 7 days, and they've played back-to-back midweeks. We play 16 games the second half of the season. So, or from mid-August on, August 25th on. So for us, to me, it's got to be, we talk about things like being the hardest working team on the field. And we talk about defend Memphis. Those can't be cliches. That has to be something we have to die for. So I think we started off well, and then we hit a lull. So how do we make sure we don't do that? Maybe we have to drive some balls into the channel. Maybe we have to get some restarts. Maybe we have to squirt water on the faces. I don't know. Whatever it is to get them woken up has to be it. But we'll be ready Saturday. That won't be an issue.
A member of the media had asked Coach Pearman about Pride Night, which is this Saturday night at AutoZone Park. And while it would have been perfectly acceptable to simply address that night specifically, Coach Pearman actually went way above and beyond. While he talked about the specific night, he also went much deeper too. And he gave us all a reminder of why we love this game so much and why it means so much to so many people. Listen to this.
Life is about respect. You can be different different genders, different races, different religions, come from different countries, but it doesn't matter. And I think in football, in our sport, to me, that's like a great equalizer. Rich, poor, black, white, straight, gay, it doesn't matter. You go play football, everybody's the same. And it's that's been over the last 150 years like that. You know, you got people from Africa play the same way as Asia, is South America, is Europe, America, you name it. So our number one rule on this team is you show respect. Even I kind of make the joke, I struggle to do that sometimes with referees, but you show respect to people. Doesn't mean you don't disagree with them. It doesn't mean people don't have different beliefs, different religions, but relating it back to Pride Night and how important things like this are is that, you know, for us being Memphians, being professionals in this sport, and just being quality people in the world, it's about showing respect for each other. And I think celebrating diversity and celebrating different people is important. And like I said, you don't always have to agree with people, but you show respect and you treat them well. So, you know, I was at Detroit City in 2013. I think we were the first team in North America to do, we wore like a rainbow jersey and we auctioned jerseys off to raise money for a shelter for abused women. And, you know, it's something that's important to treat people well. Like, as far as I know, we only get one life. You might as well treat people well, you know, even referees.
He's got two yellow cards on the season. So, hey, there's things we're all working on, right? But to his point, he's spot on. It's an amazing game because it doesn't matter our geography, our looks, our beliefs. You watch a match, you play a match, and it is essentially a universal language. And he's very much on point with that. And he sets a very high bar for character in that dressing room. And that is very much appreciated, I'm sure, by the players. And as the fans get to know him better, I think they have an even greater amount of respect for Ben Pearman. We've talked about some of the shortcomings last week. Let's talk about some of the positives. There were some substitutions made at halftime and early in the second half, which provided a spark for Memphis 901 FC. They looked much more aggressive and much more likely to score. Kadeem Dakers was one, for example, and it looked like there was going to be a chance to maybe get a draw out of the match. It didn't happen, but they did look much better. So I asked Ben Pearman about the attitude of those coming off of the bench. Sometimes they are starters, but on this particular night, the ones that came in had to sit on the bench for a little while. And I asked him about the professionalism and the preparedness that he sees in this club.
Well, I think you use the word professional. This is professional football. Guys want to play. We've got, with Roland out, we have 16 contracted players. We could pick any of them. That means there's going to be six sad faces. But that also means there's going to be six guys that say, hey, coach, you were wrong. I want to show you that you're wrong. You know, Kadeem's played a lot of minutes. We've had conversations with him on things he needs to improve. All 16 guys, we have to improve. We've talked about, since you guys have met day one, constant improvement, creating a culture of excellence. We have to get better every single day. Sometimes that means you have to come sit next to me on the bench. Sometimes you get a chance when you didn't quite cut it. Sometimes you might get a chance, we just feel something different. So, you know, it doesn't matter who starts, who comes off the bench with the COVID rules and five subs, three stoppages. We could be a little bit more liberal, but like we said earlier, with the energy and the focus, that's the number one maximum identity for us, is outworking our opponent. If we ain't doing that, we've got to replace guys. Now, most guys are fully focused for whatever reason. Sometimes we just weren't clicking in the game Saturday, but obviously we had a good second half.
The ability to make additional subs with five rather than the original three, that would be an automatic yes for pretty much any head coach, right?
I would rather do three, but I understand it. It's totally random. I don't understand why our league doesn't do nine guys on the bench when everybody in the world does it. And I'm saying that as a team that doesn't even have nine subs. I don't know. Five subs, it's the rule. It's fine. It to me, I don't like it because it makes me overthink things versus just doing things naturally. And that was a good learning lesson for me last weekend. But it's fine. Rules are rules. They are what they are.
Hey, coach, we're right there with you. We think three subs sounds great. Of course, then again, we've got it trademarked, so we do have kind of a vested interest in that. But let's move on anyway. Let's talk a bit about what's coming up Saturday night as Memphis 901 FC will face Sporting Kansas City 2. So we ask coach, what do you know about SKC 2?
Yeah, they're good. They're a product of their first team. They play a very deliberate 4-3-3. They will build out of the back, similar to Atlanta in a lot of ways. Atlanta have a little bit different of an identity, but they're both similar. They're going to play young guys. They're going to play guys that are challenging for first team minutes. And you saw their first team last night. They smacked Colorado. That is a very good organization, if not one of the best. You know, their coach does a very good job replicating that. They will play a 4-3-3. They'll look to break lines. They have a very, very athletic wingers. And they have a nine that likes to come in underneath who's clever. So they'll make us suffer in those phases. But I also think potentially we can make them suffer if they try to overplay or they want to try to create those patterns that they do. Defensively, they do a very good job of having their block and turning that into an organized press and being relentless with it. They're fit. The fact that this is 3 games in 7 for them doesn't matter. It's probably helpful for them because they're all about rhythm. But they played a tough game last night at Oklahoma on the turf. They've got travel. So hopefully some of that stuff evens out, but they also have the capacity to just play 11 new guys. So they're not bad. I know them and Oklahoma and us, you know, whether it's they've played 3 or 4 more games than we have. So some of that plays into it. And some of that they've had really good games and just haven't gotten the results. Sometimes that happens with the younger team. Like they were very good last night. I thought they were unfortunate on the penalty call. They missed a couple sitters. So it very easily could have been talking about 3 points for them. But obviously Oklahoma's, they've done 2 in a row now, have taken it. So it'll be tough, but we will be ready. We'll be focused. We'll be aggressive.
Before Ben Pearman left for the day, we asked him about goalkeeper Brady Scott and if he's beginning to feel like he owns that goalkeeping position for Memphis 901 FC.
Yeah, and I think he's a pro. He knew he was going to get some shots this season. Unfortunately, JB got injured and it was devastating, but this is professional soccer. JB has done it before where he's gone from a backup to number one or there's injuries. Brady's time's ready. He's fully ready to go. And we've challenged him. We've put him in spots where he needs to take steps forward, not just saving the ball, collecting crosses, building out of the back, but being more of a leader, being more commanding, organizing. We had 2 plays. One was their handball goal and one was the play in the second half where they got end line, where we didn't organize from the goalkeeper position. So he's 21 years old. He's already better. Now he's going to be better and continue to be the man. But yeah, he's taking ownership. He's good to go. And we know that if, knock on wood, something happened with an injury or a red card to him, Jake would be ready to go as well. So that's what professional football is all about. And they're fully on ready to go.
A quick follow-up question. Since he is property of Austin FC, we asked if he was getting support from the coaching staff at that club, as well as 901 FC, in preparation to maintain the starting goalkeeping position.
Yeah, absolutely. And he still works fully with Austin, his parent club. Preston Burpo, his goalkeeper manager there, has helped him, you know, do a lot of the technical and tactical training. And we've done things specifically for 901. He's bought in. He's endeared himself to the team. They've got his back and he's got their back.
That's it for Ben Pearman for this episode. Our attention turns to Kadeem Dakers, who had an excellent outing and man of the match honors in Memphis 901 FC's loss to Oklahoma City Energy. He came in off of the bench. So I asked Kadeem about his mindset as a starter compared to coming off of the bench and what it means to be a professional in this league.
Regardless of the opportunity, you know, you have to make the most of it. So like each day, you know, we get out here on the training field, we're privileged. If you get a start, you're also privileged to get a start. And if you happen to play, you're also privileged. So you just want to make the most out of that opportunity. So that's pretty much my mindset behind it.
You could tell when the players left the pitch Saturday night, they were disappointed. At least it looked that way. So we asked Kadeem if it felt that way after the match.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The guys, you know, definitely dug deep. You know, each and every one of us looked ourselves, you know, in the mirror and, you know, took full accountability for what we need to improve on an individual basis for what we can bring to the team. So I think we'll see that pay dividends soon.
Saturday's match marks the quarter mark in the season. So we asked Kadeem if he noticed improvement along the way from the first day of practice all the way up to leading to this weekend.
Absolutely. Like I said, the last game, I feel like we were extremely unlucky, you know, not to walk away with the win. We had, you know, a lot of great opportunities. We were unlucky, hit the post a couple of times. Goalkeeper came up with some pretty good saves. So I would say each game we're definitely getting better. We just want to start off on the front foot instead of having that late transition to the second half.
John Varlis from the Commercial Appeal had a terrific question, and it was along the lines of, what's the mentality when you have chances that go begging? Are you more frustrated by the fact, or are you encouraged that yes, the process is working and to keep pressing for results?
I think it's definitely a bright sign, you know, creating those opportunities, generating those opportunities. It's always a bright sign. You know, if we were in games and we weren't getting those opportunities, if we weren't creating that much, I would say that would be, you know, the time for us to really, you know, raise some eyebrows. But it's looking really bright for us.
A few moments ago, we heard from Ben Pearman about how goalkeeper Brady Scott has been progressing since being named the starter in the aftermath of John Berner's injury. We've asked the coach, so let's ask one of the guys on the pitch. Here's what Kadeem had to say about the development of Brady Scott.
Brady's doing really well. He's taking it upon himself to be a lot more vocal with the guys. That's one of the key, you know, traits with a goalkeeper. You have to be vocal and communicate with the back line, communicate with the guys on the field. So I would say he's definitely taking that onus upon himself to get that communication out there.
Recently, we spoke with Mark Segbers, and on this podcast, he said that in the offseason, he trained in small-sided ball most of the time with Kadeem Dakers. I think I remember Mark saying that he was a little bit better than Kadeem at all of this. So we asked Kadeem, true or false? Is Mark Segbers just a little bit better? Is that true?
I mean, yeah, all hail Mark, you know. But yeah, we definitely had a lot of time during the offseason to train with a lot of local professionals in the St. Louis area. And it was fun. You know, we definitely played on each other's teams for the majority of the time while we were in St. Louis. So it's just funny how things kind of worked out. Now we're here together.
Let's touch on St. Louis just a little bit more with Kadeem Dakers. He spent some time with St. Louis FC, which is no longer in USL Championship. It folded, but he played under two very good coaches in Anthony Pulis and Steve Trichu. So I asked him about that transition period when the club folded and to the time that Memphis 901 FC came a calling and he signed with the club. So I asked him about that little time in limbo and what his time in St. Louis meant for him.
Yeah, it was tough because I was in St. Louis for 3 years, two under Pulis and one under Trichu. It was definitely tough because, you know, I had a really, really good experience there. The club was top notch as far as how they treated their players and treated the community, and it was phenomenal. So it was definitely heartbreaking to hear that they were going to fold. But once I got the call from Ben, you know, to join up with Memphis, I was ecstatic because I heard nothing but good things about him as a person, most importantly. And he's definitely a hungry coach that has a lot of great tools to grow and develop. So that's why I wanted to play under him.
It really is hard to pick a favorite player. Everyone that we've come across is just super nice, super cool, and happy to just chat for a few minutes. Really appreciate Kadeem Dakers. Appreciate head coach Ben Pearman. Coming up Saturday night, it's 7:30 kickoff time. Pete Pranica and I will have the call for you live at AutoZone Park. It will be on ESPN Plus and on CW30 Memphis. You can still get tickets at Memphis901FC.com. But don't forget, you can get all the latest episodes of My Three Subs at My3SubsPodcast.com. You can also follow us at My Three Subs Podcast on Facebook and on Twitter, and My Three Subs Soccer Pod on Instagram. Don't email us. We rarely ever check our Gmail anyway. For Brody Scott, I almost said Brady. For Brody Scott, I'm Tim Van Horn. Have yourself a great week. Hopefully 3 points from Memphis 901 FC this weekend. You've been listening to My Three Subs.
They're here's the whistle. Thank you for listening. Check out more of My Three Subs podcast, A Soccer Odyssey.
This is a Brody Scott production.
That's you, Daddy.